Megan.
Hi, Leslie. How are you?
I'm well. How are you?
I'm good.
It's good to see you.
Good to see you too.
Tell me just a little bit about kind of what we're going to listen to here in a couple of minutes. Just like what was the lead up and what can people expect from this? How did it come about?
Yeah, for sure. This is, the group is full of amazing stories, always like that. Just since the beginning, it has been, which is wild. But this one, this was just so cool. The two gals you're gonna hear from—that's Anne and Heidi. Anne, about 35 years ago, found a roll of 35 found a roll of film after a concert, and picked it up, and it had been all crushed and all the things. Took it home. Developed the film, and
that's so amazing.
There are photos on there of this young gal her age who clearly had been stalking members of the band Cinderella in a lovingly, you know,
loving way.
Right?
In like a totally permissible way, not in like a serial killer film way, like in
correct.
a youthful exuberance and really very respectful way.
Absolutely.
Yes.
So she had pictures of this gal with band members that, you know, as a good groupie, hanging out at the pool, waiting for the band to show up.
Yes, absolutely.
And so she's got these photos and literally for 35 years has been kind of trying to find this person. So it's just wow. So she is a fairly new member to the group. She gets in the group. She makes a post. I see it come across and I'm like, oh, no way. If this happens, how cool is this, right? She's looking for these people or for this gal. Can, you know, if we share this and we find this woman, how wild would that be? So we put it through. And I think it was like 6 days later that somebody had found the gal in the photos.
Wow.
And
Internet sleuthing at its finest.
Amazing. Amazing.
Yeah. And just like as a little tease, I'm pretty sure this is not the only story like this in the Gen X Women Are Sick of Your Shit Facebook group.
Oh, no, no.
Just to put that out there.
Yeah. And I would say, I would argue too, if you're trying to find somebody from, you know, the late 70s, all through the 80s, early 90s, maybe give it a shot, because clearly we've got Inspector Clouseau and Inspector Gadget and all the inspectors.
Agatha Christie.
You know?
Yes, we're going to figure it out. All right. Amazing. Okay. Thanks for that setup.
Yeah, you're welcome.
And we're going to cut to the interview.
So let's start, Anne, with you. Since you found the film, do you want to talk a little bit about, as much as you can remember, right? It's been 35 years. Is that right?
It was, so I have the ticket stub here. It's the only reason I know when it was. It's Judas Priest with Cinderella, July 26, 1988. So I think I was 14, maybe. I'm 50 now. So I remember the day was hot. I don't remember the concert in any way, shape, or form. I don't recall seeing Cinderella. I don't remember seeing Judas Priest, because on the way to the show, we were actually pulled over. I was with my boyfriend of 5 years. He's 5 years older than me. And I shouldn't call him my boyfriend. He really was kind of a male friend. And he had just got this brand new car, and it was registered, but back in the 80s, you know, things took time. So we got pulled over and by a statey, and he had to explain that the car was registered. And after whatever it was that they figured out, they let us go. And about a half hour later, the statey, same guy, pulled us over again, but he let us get to the Centrum. And he said, I'm sorry, guys, we have to tow your car because it's not showing up as registered. So I was 14 or 15 years old. I have no idea how we're going to get home because I'm in Beverly. Worcester is a world away. And so I know I found the film on the way out of the show. I remember it was on cement. I remember there was a ton of people and we're just like doing little like foot shuffles to get out because there was so many people. So I picked up the film when I saw it and I didn't really think much of it because it was trampled on. I didn't know if anything would become of it. I didn't know obviously what was on it. And we had to wait at the centrum until about like, I think it was like 3 in the morning till somebody's parents came and got us. We obviously had to find a payphone at some point to call. You know, there's no cell phones or anything like right. that. And then I probably got them developed maybe a week or two later, I think. And then I remember how surprised I was when I saw who was on the film. I remember I had to go to one of my magazines to see if it was either Fred Corey or if it was Jeff LaBar, because they looked very similar, you know, at the time.
Yeah.
And then just looking, like, I was so jealous of her hair.
So like, great.
Her yes. hair was on point.
Absolutely.
So I did try to post these pictures a few years ago in other groups, and I didn't get any luck. And I actually wasn't going to post these in this group. I just joined this group probably like a few weeks ago. It wasn't even long. And I went back and forth for about a week before I decided, screw it, I'm just going to post it. You know, what could happen? Maybe somebody will know her. And I made the post and I went to sleep and it, you know, has to be approved. And I woke up and it was like, there was already like 1,000 comments to go through. And I think it was like at hour 7, somebody said, I found her.
It was just amazing.
Yeah. And then like, I did want to know, because anybody can say, yeah, that was me sure. 35 years ago. And so, you know, what are some of the other places that were on the film? And then, you know, a lot of people chimed in and said, you know, I don't remember what I had for breakfast yesterday. How would she remember?
So true.
But I think you kind of right. would remember. But then I know this is Orange Julius. Like, it's definitely Orange Julius with
yes.
a different girl. And
yes, that's Rachel.
Rachel. Okay. Yes. But like, even seeing this when I first got them developed, I'm like, is that really what they look like off stage? Because, you know, when you see Eric on stage, his hair is like out to here.
Yeah.
You don't see
yeah.
him in like real life like this. So I just kind of hung on to them all this time. I just didn't, there was nothing to do with them.
Right.
Besides just save them. The back says 888. So it was August of 88, I guess, right?
Yeah.
I guess.
Wow.
So yeah, and the pictures are in order. They used to write picture number 1, 2, 3. So it goes in order.
Wow.
So, yeah.
That's amazing. So yeah. Before pre-internet, so you've had these for a very long time.
For 35 years, yeah.
Right. Like how did you try to find her before the internet, and how did that?
No, there was no means to do that. I showed all my friends, I'm like, look at these pictures. This is Cinderella. I don't know who this person is, but boy, she was pretty lucky. But yeah, there was the no means. There was just no means before the internet of how to find anybody. I mean, it could be anybody.
Right.
And being in Worcester is, at the time, for a 14, 15-year-old kid, that's a long way away. Mm-hmm. So not so much anymore, you know, because you can drive, but
that's
very
awesome.
Young.
Yeah, that's so cool. It really is. And I think a couple things are really neat. The fact that you've held on to those photos for as long as you did.
And I moved a bunch of times too.
That's incredible. Yeah.
Yeah. All right, Heidi. Now we got to hear your story, because
oh, like, gosh.
Like, tell us about the, like, whatever you could remember from the concert, from meeting the band, all of that.
You know, it's funny, because when I saw the picture, I'm like, oh, that is me. And I had no memory of the day at that time. Like, it was gone, just gone for decades. So, and I don't remember ever missing the film, like, oh, where did it go? I was really bad about developing film back then. I had a drawer filled with rolls of film and discs. And then in my 20s, I ended up sending everything out to be developed. And a lot of what came back was just blank film, which that was kind of a bummer. But to kind of get back to the day, I was going to school in Worcester. I went through a vocational school, so I lived in a suburb. And so I had made like tons of friends at school and around the city from other schools. And so Worcester was kind of my backyard. And I would go out there all the time, ride the city bus to Worcester. And so that being summertime, school wasn't in session. And I probably took the morning bus out there for like 9 a.m. and just started like stalking the city, trying to find the guys, like, where are they? Where are they? You know, I must find celebrities, you know?
Yes.
As one does in the 80s, for sure.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah. And I was probably hanging out downtown. And one of my friends from way back then, we called her Munchie, ironically. She had commented that she had also seen the guys at the pool that day. And I don't know if I had run into her downtown and was like, oh, I just saw the guys at the Marriott, or, you know, whatever the deal was, mm-hmm. or if I ran into her later and she had seen them later on in the day after I had. But we both saw them poolside that day, which, what are the odds?
Amazing.
But yeah, I remember just walking back and forth in that hallway. And I happened to look out, you know, through the glass towards the pool, and there they were. And I said, holy shit, I'm like, how do I get out there? Where's the door? You know, like, I must get out there. And I went out there and just walked right over like I belonged. And I mean, the whole interaction might have been 5-10 minutes tops. Mm-hmm. And I didn't want to like impede on their pool time. Plus, I was like sweating like crazy. It was so hot.
I remember the day was hot.
It was just so hot. And I remember thinking, my hair's going to fall. My hair's going to fall. And I have to make it to the show tonight with my big hair. You know,
yes.
And I was so afraid that it was going to go limp and just be flat. And you, I mean, 1988, you could not have flat hair. This
no.
would not fly
Mortifying.
In 1988.
No.
Right? Yeah. And here we all are with, you know,
with
small
our straight
hair.
Flat hair.
But yeah, and then I was concerned about security. I didn't want to be escorted out. So that was another mm-hmm. thing, like when we would lurk in these hotels and, you
right.
know, try to find the guys, you know, you didn't want to get sent away from the hotel from the staff or security and mm-hmm. you know, and then they know who you are. They're like, oh, here comes
right.
that groupie. She's gonna, you know, do something, you know, hang around and lurk and scare the guests, because I mean, I had huge hair and I was dressed like a slut, so yeah, you know, like I was ready
when.
To walk off a Motley Crue video or something. And
yes.
I just thought it was totally normal to dress like that back then and mm-hmm. thought nothing of
you
it.
Did. Yeah,
walk in the
back.
Streets, you know, high heels.
Yes. Yeah.
Guys so driving
bad.
By, old people, honk, honk, hey, baby.
Yes.
What's wrong
totally
with you?
Totally normal.
Yep. Yep.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah. And I just thought, like, okay, this is how it is. No, mm-hmm. I would never today. Never.
No, you'd probably be a little bit nervous to even approach a, you know, a celebrity, too.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
There's something
totally different vibe. They would not just be hanging by the pool, right?
No, no. I don't think they would these days. And mm-hmm. as I've gotten older, my celebrity obsession has chilled a little bit. I don't feel the need to seek out musicians, you know, before, mm-hmm. during, after, and around shows and whatnot. But as a teenager, that was like a huge, huge goal, you know, it was
absolutely.
Like, oh, I want to meet these guys that I listen to their music and, you know, the lyrics and the sound and everything just inspired me so much. And it brought like a soundtrack to my life. And it brought so much happiness and so much experiences, you know, driving around in a car, listening to music, sitting in my room, listening to music, hanging out with friends, listening to music, going to live shows. There was always, always music. So, you know, I wanted to thank these people for that.
Yeah.
You know, so that was the biggest thing. I mean, I looked like I was ready to hop in the bed with them, but that was like
for
absolutely
a music video. Or
I was
video.
Like petrified of actually having like any type of relations with these people because I was afraid of like STDs and cooties and you know so like the idea of actually like going back to their room I'd be like
no. Totally mortified. Yes.
Yeah. But I wanted to meet them all and like you know make out with them, but anything beyond that, no, that was it.
Right. Oh my gosh. So Heidi, were you alone? Like you were just by yourself, like really at that point or?
You know, I'm still trying to figure that out. Like there was most of the time I did a lot of stuff by myself and okay. Like I have been trying to remember if I had dragged a friend with me that day or like there was times where I would have a friend that would be like down the hall peeking around a corner like you know like oh my god what is she doing now she can't talk to these people like yeah Rachel was I think that might have been the day before the day before picture with me and him I was wearing something else
okay so yeah photo number 3 and then by the pool is photo number 7. So this was before.
Yeah. So that would make sense. And what's funny with Rachel is I had sent her the images that you sent me and I was like, this is you, isn't it? She goes, oh my God, let me check with my mom. And she gets back to me and she says, yeah, my mom says that I lived in that shirt. It was my favorite shirt back then. So it's definitely me. I said, yeah, I thought it was.
That's photo number 1. Just by himself.
Yeah.
Good picture. Like, damn, Orange Julius.
So were they, so how was the band? Were they lovely?
Oh yeah. Yeah. They were very nice. Okay. I'm not one like, you know, if someone's out in a restaurant or whatever, even when I see people I know, just casual, not like famous people. I don't want to interrupt other people's experiences for the most part. I you know, I don't want to impede on their boundaries or whatever. So I just remember like feeling like I had to meet them, but I also didn't want to like overstay my welcome.
Yeah, like a little.
For sure.
Yeah. It was like, oh, great to meet you, you know, see you tonight, you know.
Yeah. Yeah. Do good.
Yeah. So it like, but I mean, they were very nice. They weren't mean. They weren't, you know, like bitchy or asshole like or anything. It was from everything I remember. It was a positive experience. So
was it just them two?
Just them two at that point. So I don't know where the other guys were. Probably sleeping it off.
Probably. Yeah,
true.
I believe Tom is touring right now. Kiefer Band is touring right now. I think they were playing in New Hampshire not that long ago.
Yeah, I saw that show promoted, but I didn't make it to that.
Was there, I remember, Anne, there was some conversation about the band's Facebook page or Facebook group, and how did that work out?
So I posted it on a couple of different Cinderella pages. One of the Cinderella pages was shut down for something violations that I think had the best conversation in it, but most people were saying, oh, it's just another groupie, she probably travels with them. And
funny, but
I mean, you never know. But I also, when I posted it in the Cinderella pages, I didn't say where it was. I said, if you know this person and if you are this person, you'll know where it was and you can tell me and then I'll know it's you. There was just a lot of back and forth with, you know, it's just a groupie and things like that, probably Florida. But I didn't get anywhere. I got nowhere with it. So,
and the Gen X women group, what
bunch of detectives. I found to be,
what's that?
Bunch of detectives.
For sure.
It was like in a matter of 7 hours. I found her.
It's amazing.
Fantastic.
Amazing.
What's funny about that is I had gotten up that morning, checked my phone. Clients will message me, whatever, to book mm-hmm. appointments. So it's one of the first things I do, make sure I don't have to schedule anything. And I had a message from one of my classmates, Tara. And she says, hey, there's a picture of you. Someone's trying to find you. And I'm like, oh, scam. She's been hacked. You know, that was my first thought. I'm like, okay, whatever she sends me, I am absolutely not opening it. Like, how do I get in touch with her and tell her, change mm-hmm. your password because somebody's hacked you. And then the screenshots came through, so I didn't have to actually click anything. And I'm like, holy shit, that's me. So then I started clicking things and I'm like, okay, I got to get to the bottom of this. And I, you know, found the group and I joined and, you know, the rest is history.
Wow. Yeah. So it was just like a friend of yours that was already in the group that saw your photo.
Yeah. Yeah. I think she was already in the group. I don't know how long she was in the group for, but yeah. So she had messaged me. And then when I found the thread, one of them, I saw an old friend, my friend Trey, and we were like inseparable for years. She had commented and she said, oh, that's Heidi. And she, you know, used my maiden name. Mm-hmm. And I was like, oh, Trey recognized me. All right. there was no tag though. Like she just mm-hmm. said who it was. And, but yeah, Tara, I think had, you know, shared some pictures from our sophomore yearbook in the group.
Yes.
And there was a couple other people and then friends that I had made in middle school had also commented on my post when I had shared it on my own page. They were like, yeah, I saw that in the group and I thought it was you, but I wasn't sure, or, you know, so that was kind of cool.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's amazing how many people were like, yes, I've found her. I know who she is. I've seen her. Yeah.
Yeah. And then what was kind of funny is like a couple women had messaged me and they were like, oh, people thought I was you. And then, you mm-hmm. know, I looked at their picture and I'm like, oh my God, I see it. I see it. We mm-hmm. do. We have a lot of the same features. We do look alike. And to think that there's people out there who, you know, unfortunately look like this.
Not even.
No. But no, people out there. And I says, wow, you know, like it's not often like you run into somebody in real life and you think, wow, we could be sisters or mm-hmm. we could be related. And, you know, and then to have these random people all over the country messaging me saying, oh, my friend mm-hmm. keeps tagging me in this and it's not me.
Oh wow.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Take a cool. DNA test. You never know.
Right?
Yeah.
I know. Unintended consequences, meeting new people right. from everywhere. Yeah.
Right. Now you've got a sisterhood. You've got a tribe yeah. of people. Yeah. Yeah. Who and I think that was really smart of you to say, like, you have to identify your photo a little bit. So how did the conversation happen?
That was super thoughtful.
Yeah. How did that conversation happen with you and Heidi the first time, like to identify that?
She messaged me and she told me exactly where she bought everything she was wearing, like Foxmore. She bought at Foxmore.
It was Rave.
Oh.
Because okay. I had said to my friend, I was my best friend Janine, I said, what was that store in the Galleria? It was on the bottom level. It was kind of across from Rob Roy. It was like a long skinny store. We used to shop there. She's like, oh, what was it, Foxmore? And I'm like, I don't know. It wasn't Rainbow because that didn't come in the mall until later. Mm-hmm. And then it hit me earlier. It was either Rave or Rave had a partner store with a different name, and both of them ended up becoming 579 eventually. But yeah, it was, I want to say,
I remember Rave. I remember Foxmore also.
Yeah.
She also sent me pictures of her back in the day wearing that same necklace, which I don't think anybody has hanging around their house.
No.
And she was really specific about the hotel And then like the Galleria.
Oh, that's
and
awesome.
That all of our friends, a lot of our friends worked at Orange Julius, so that made sense. That there was Orange Julius, but she did, I think, forget about that. Yeah, there's that one too. I don't think I showed you that one. So that's, I believe her, that's Heidi.
Yeah, that's me.
Wearing something else.
Yep.
So there's three pictures in front of Orange Julius. Which I don't think Orange Julius is around anymore.
No, it's a
that's so 80s.
Sadly lost. Yeah. Oh my gosh, you guys. Leslie, did you have any questions that you wanted to?
Well, I'm super curious. Like, when you got them developed, did you do duplicates? Like, is Heidi going to get a hard copy set of these photos?
So I have the film and I have it somewhere. I literally have every negative of every photo I've ever taken. It's amazing. Almost like it's almost like a problem. And so I've been searching high and low for the film. I know I have it, but the problem is I put it somewhere for safekeeping, and now I don't know where that safekeeping spot is. I only have so many spots. I do have it. I'm going to find it, but she's going to get all these pictures back and the negative when I find it. Absolutely.
That's cool.
I've had them enough. I don't need them anymore.
So good. That's just a great story. That's so fun. That's so wonderful. Fun.
Yeah.
Yeah. I was really curious about that.
Yeah. That's a great question. So you guys are planning to meet in person and do the trade off?
I hope so.
Definitely. Yeah. At some point. I'm not sure when that will be, but absolutely. These pictures need to go to where they should have been 35 years ago. And I'm glad.
Well, maybe you guys can meet up and go to a concert.
Yeah. Yeah. Right. Yeah. I mean, I'm going to Worcester in, Queensryche.
Nice.
Follow Queensryche when they're here. So I'm going to be in Worcester in April. So. It's kind of close.
Yeah. Oh, that's fantastic, you guys.
Yeah, let us know if you guys connect, just shoot us a message or whatever you're comfortable with, but just let us know. Let us know how it goes.
Absolutely. Maybe
we'll do like a quick follow-up with you just to see what it was like to meet. That's really cool.
Yeah.
So fun.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Did you guys have anything else you wanted to chat about? Because I think, we've asked lots of questions, but.
The whole thing has just been so crazy. Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Like seeing the photos from back then, having the different memories come back and I didn't even realize I had lost that, so, so
that's wild.
Like just such a big surprise this week. And I'm super thankful and grateful that it's happened because those are memories that, were really way in the back of my mind for a long, long time. So getting that back has been kind of fun. So connecting with people that, I hadn't talked to in years because of the group. I've, made a couple or remade a couple friends from 30, 35 years ago. So that's kind of cool.
Nice. Yeah. Very cool.
Very cool. I had no idea how much attention this was going to get.
Oh my God. Yeah.
Like I'm blown away. I really am.
I haven't looked at the post in a few days, but do you guys happen to know what the view count or the comment count or whatever is up to?
I think the comment count is almost to, I think it's like 1500 to 2000. Okay. I haven't even read them all. I can't even keep up.
No, I keep seeing the same ones over and over again.
Yeah.
Yeah,
and I'm like, I know there's more. And it's like I tried to respond to a bunch of them and
no, you guys were so sweet to keep following up with people. It has 1,500 comments and 4,100
that's crazy.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
That's crazy. And then all the screenshots, because it's not shareable. I know so many people screenshotted it, and so I don't know where it's gone from there either.
This is this is the bummer part of having it a private group, because I wish I could turn it back public just to have that be public, because it's so cool.
Yeah,
a lot of people though did comment and say that I should have made a post on my page and things like that and have it shared, but I didn't I don't know. I just didn't want to share it on my page. I just didn't think that it would get to where it needed to be. So I thought this group would be it.
Well, I'm super grateful that the group existed for, you know, for one really good, super important reason, right?
Yeah, the internet worked like it's supposed to.
Yeah.
I never thought this would happen to me, ever.
Same.